collaboration.
Innovation.
The next idea.
The world doesn't stop. The world continues to change. So we as people need to change along with it.
So it seems like all the headlines have been the same lately when it comes to craft brewing in Michigan. And they're good headlines, you know, that the industry is strong and growing. In fact, the state Senate just recently has designated next month as Michigan Craft Beer Month. So things seem good, really good, right? But it's not all just fun and games for brewers in the state. TJ Waldowski knows this well. He is the co-founder of One Well Brewing in Kalamazoo. Hey, TJ.
Hey, Zoe. How you doing?
I'm well, thanks. How are you? I mean, you're a craft brewer. You got to be doing well, right?
Well, yeah. It's a lot of hours, but a lot of fun. So we like what we're doing.
So you opened One Well Brewing with your business partner, Chris O'Neill, just last November, in fact, in Kalamazoo. What made you to make that leap from just beer connoisseurs and home brewers to actually opening your own beer establishment?
Well, you know, we've been around the game for a while, and we just both love the culture of the craft beer industry. So, and we both want to work for ourselves. So we took the leap. We decided we're not going to make any money and open a microbrewery. So that was kind of the plan.
Okay, so how's business going?
It's better than expected, actually. It's, you know, you don't know what to expect when you open a business, mm-hmm. and you just hope it does well. And it's really exceeded what we could have hoped for.
So as I mentioned, you know, good news for craft brewers. But in your essay for the next idea, you write that you're at a bit of a crossroads with One Well Brewing. You know, as you mentioned, early success, but you're facing some pretty fundamental challenges in getting to the next level. Tell us about where you are right now.
Yeah, so we're technically a nano brewery. There's really not a legal classification for that, but that means you're brewing on a very small system. We're a 3-barrel system, and the biggest challenge is really meeting the demand at our tap house, and then combining that with trying to push forward and distribute so we get our name out there, so no more people understand who we are. But you know, on a 3-barrel system, you're selling a lot of beer at your tasting room, but it doesn't give you the opportunity to sell more outside of that, really. So that's the biggest challenge for us. And that's not just us. There's so many guys like us around Michigan that are 3-barrel system, even smaller. Here right. in Kalamazoo, we have some 1-barrel system or a 1.5-barrel system and a 2-barrel system, some of our counterparts down the road. And we all face that challenge because you can't keep up and try to grow the business unless you invest in really expensive capital equipment, a new brew house, which is, it's costly.
Yeah, so TJ, put this into context just for those of us who might not know, you know, the down and dirty as well as you do. How much does a bigger, you know, like a larger micro brewery, how many barrels do they produce?
So you look at somebody, a production facility, if you will,
yeah.
They're producing about 10 barrels to 15 okay. barrels per batch. You look at folks like Bell's and they're producing, gosh, I mean, it depends on which fermenter they're using, but over 50 barrels per batch.
Wow.
So, you know, they're reaching those economies
sure.
of scale, which we don't, we can't really do that.
Yeah. So, okay, you are here to talk about the next idea, our project that looks at solutions for sort of ideas, what we can look to next. And you argue in your essay that one solution to some of these problems that you and, as you mentioned, other small Michigan breweries are facing is more organized collaboration. And your idea is to start a shared brewing space. Explain.
Yeah, it might sound crazy, but it's a model I've seen. I was thinking about it a lot. My business partner and I would talk about, like, how do we, you know, mitigate our risk but get to that next level?
Right.
And we're peeking around, and there's this concept called contract brewing, but it's kind of a dirty word in our industry, if you will. But there's also a way to do it called tenant brewing or alternating proprietorships, where you can go and brew on somebody else's facility just if you get a license from the TTB. So our thought was, well, why doesn't this exist? And well, it turns out it does exist. You look at places like Oregon, California, Colorado. My business partner was actually just in Ohio the other day at a place called Platform Brewing, and they're doing the same exact concept. They pick people that they want to work with, and then they come and brew on their system. So we're like, this actually could work. It's a way for everybody to lower their overall costs and the barriers to entry, but at the same time, we all get to grow together. So we just thought it was kind of a no-brainer, but how do you do it?
Well, but you, as you noted quickly, there's a bit of a taboo here in this idea. What's behind that?
Well, the contract side of things is where the taboo comes in, because contract is you're just going and you're saying, here's a recipe, I want you to brew it, and so-and-so brewery brews it for you, mm-hmm. and then you package it. You're basically just a marketing machine at that point. And in our industry, we're true to what we do. We you know, we brew beer the hard way, to poke fun at Anheuser-Busch, but it's taboo because you're not doing any of the work. With a tenant brewing structure, you'd actually come in, you'd have people there to help you, show you how to use this larger system, you'd learn how to use it, so that, you know, when you're ready to expand, you can buy a system of your own, and you already know how to do it. So the tenant brewing, it doesn't have the same taboo. You're actually doing the work, you're partnering with the facility, and you're doing the work. So.
And I get a sense that there are states, California, Oregon, Colorado, that have done this, and it's working.
It is working. You know, I was reading an article the other day about this incubator starting in Colorado, where they're taking its four or five small potential startups, and as opposed to all investing, you know, their 100,000 or whatever the size system they were going to buy, they've decided, let's just pool our resources. We'll all use this facility together. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a lower cost for all of us. And then once we're ready to break off and, you know, we can expand and do our own thing, then that time comes, and that's, we all win. So.
Well, and it sounds lovely and a little Pollyanna-ish. Let me play devil's advocate here.
Okay.
I mean, right? It wasn't, you know, America based on this idea of capitalism, you know, that you're doing things your own way, you're sort of fighting it out against the competitor. I mean, is there some sort of danger in this idea of all coming together? I mean, it sounds almost a little too perfect, TJ.
You know, it's crazy. People, when I tell them that I talk to my competitors on a regular basis
right.
and I go and drink beer at their bar,
like,
at their breweries, they're like, what, are you serious?
Yeah.
No, it's all the industries I've worked in, it's the most cooperative industry. We want each other to succeed because, you know, in Kalamazoo, the way we look at it, if we all make good beer, more people are going to come to Kalamazoo for that beer. And we see that all the time. So we compete, sure, but we collectively compete against big beer, and that's the way we look at it.
So you're interested, obviously, in taking the lead in starting this sort of shared brewing space in the Kalamazoo area. Where are you right now in this process?
Right now, we're looking at a couple spaces and just kind of figuring out what the costs are involved in, and also developing some relationships. I think probably once people hear this and hear this idea, there'll be a couple people knocking at the door wanting to do this, but I don't think we're going to have trouble finding people that are in the same position we are that want to jump on board, because this is a concept. I've talked to a handful of breweries around town, and they already love the idea. So I think it's a no-brainer.
And not to get, you know, too dark or sad looking into the future, but what happens if something like this, do you think, in your mind, doesn't catch on? What does the future look like for you then and other really small breweries?
You know, my thought is every single small city across the country needs its own place that brews beer. It needs its local watering hole that makes beer. And some people might only aspire to that. They might just want to run that place. I mean, but if you do want to grow it, we're going to have to think cleverly. And how do we grow it? So the folks that want to do it, they can jump in. If they, you know, they just want to run the place where they make beer and serve their local patrons, that's fine too. I think either approach is great. It's just a matter of what your aspirations are.
Okay, TJ, well, you've come up with the next idea for small breweries, but are you ready for the tough question?
Uh-oh.
What is your favorite beer that you brew?
Oh, I see, all of them.
You can't pick your favorite child, right?
I just rotate between them. They're all delicious.
It depends on whose behavior is the best on any given day.
Exactly.
TJ Waldolfsky is the co-founder of One Well Brewing in Kalamazoo. You can find his next idea on the Next Idea page at michiganradio.org, where you can share your next idea as well or comment on TJ's essay. TJ, thank you so much.
Heck yes. Thank you, Zoe.